Joining me on KMBR 680, a good friend, and that is a super scout. I call him the assistant to the general manager of the San Francisco Giants, and that's Lee Elder. Lee, of course, always great to have you on.
Oh, always good to be on. Good to talk with you time to time and get a perspective on things and how things are going.
Yeah, well, I wanted you on today basically to talk about the rhythm of a baseball season. And for many, many years, you've been doing this, go back to the Yankee days and George Steinbrenner, and of course, there's a tremendous organization that you learned a lot of baseball from. But there's a rhythm to a baseball season. You see a lot of it. You've got to evaluate a lot of players. Let's start in spring training. What do you even look for in spring training?
Well, in spring training, it's probably, as you know, it's the hardest time of any to evaluate because, you know, you don't have anybody in their right step doing spring training. You got, you know, the pitchers are probably ahead of the hitters, and the hitters come in and have got to get their time in and work on it. So, you know, you can't make rash judgments in spring training. There's always tools that don't need any time, and you know, and that's athleticism and speed and if you got soft hands and stuff like that. But the hitting, you can't hang your hat on because it's not a true read. And the worst thing you can do as a scout is to get overly excited over a projected hitter or a wonder child with the bat in spring training, because it'll fool you and it'll make you wrong most of the time.
Well, it's interesting. Just a specific example for the Giants, and we saw Hicks early on, and boy, I can remember talking to Willie McCovey about him. I said, I like this guy, Hicks, and he can hit, he's got power, and of course he did well in spring training. He's done well for the season so far, and he's adjusting to the league, but you don't know where it's going to go until you have a track record.
Yeah, you don't, and I mean, you know, Hicks came on strong in spring training, and it was probably because pitchers were working on their stuff and trying to get a feel for throwing strike one, and he's a fastball hitter. He can whack the fastball. Probably he's a little bit behind when they start spinning it. It has been his Achilles heel, and even when you start to the season, you know, pitchers they want to get ahead of the count early, and they want to get a feel for throwing strikes, and so he wore out the fastball pretty good. But then, as you can see, as time went on, you know, you could see him kind of adjusting to the breaking ball, trying to make himself adjust, and then now it looks like it's maybe taking a little bit of time off of his fastball recognition, and that might be why he's struggling a little bit with the strikeouts. Is because a good hitter, for me, Marty, good hitter reacts, and when you start thinking about a pitch that you've had trouble with, you're not reacting anymore. You know, I think he's a little bit caught in between the fastball and the breaking ball right now.
Boy, great answer. We learned so much baseball from him. Lee Elder, of course, special assistant to Brian Sabin. Oh, great point about learning how to adjust to the major leagues, and it's not so simple to do it in the big leagues. The rhythm of a season, as we go through April and May, teams are starting to feel their way along. I always say you get to June, you start to see the rotation settling in, that five-man rotation. And then teams decide, well, I better start playing well in June or else I'm going to have a long summer. I think June's a very important month for evaluations.
June's probably the most important month for me in baseball because it's like you said, you know, teams come out the starting block and they get out fast because of some unknown players sometimes, some surprises. But as June comes, you know, like you said, the rotation pretty well sets in. The bullpen, you're starting to set up who your real setup guys are and who you need to match hitters with, and that's when I think the true strength of a team starts to show. It's like a horse race when you get around that backstretch. The horses start filling in their places that they're going to make a run at. And I think baseball is the same way. The surprises are pretty much over by then. You've got the people that you think you're going to win with, because you're moving toward that trade deadline, which is another thing. And you're assessing your strengths and weaknesses, and so you're playing the guys as much as you can to see where you're strong and where you're weak, so that maybe you can adjust to the trade deadline to help you down that long run. But I think it's just like you said, June is the most important part because it gives you the true value of usually what a team is going to be for the rest of the season.
Yeah, no, I believe that a lot. I like to watch June and see what happens there. Lee Elder with us. A couple of things. One, is there too much information in baseball today? And you've been around the game a long time. I have too. And And believe me, we can access just about everything we ever want in baseball, hitting versus pitching, pitching versus hitting. There's a tremendous amount of preparation. You're part of it with advanced scouting and, of course, evaluating players. How have you adjusted to all this?
Well, it's like you said, you can't get yourself caught up in all the statistics and stuff like that, because it's still played out on the field and still played by feel. The game is played by feel, and for us, statistics helps because it tells you, for example, you know, who's hot and who's not against certain pitches, and what zones are weak zones and what zones are hot zones that pitchers can throw to hitters on, and who hits pitchers best. But it's still a game played out on the field, and the statistics are good, and you need statistics. I'm the first one to tell you that. But you can't make statistics your whole Bible. You've got to weigh how this guy performs under pressure and pressure situation, because you can have all the stuff in the world, and if he starts to hiccup a little bit when crunch time comes, if he doesn't locate his fastball, if he doesn't command his fastball as a pitcher, or if a hitter starts to chase out of the zone because he gets too anxious and stuff like that, then I don't care how many stats you got, you know, it's not going to work. It's still played out on the field, and you recognize who the competitors are and who the ones that make adjustments are, and the ones that make adjustments are the ones that usually the numbers follow, and the stats are real about it.
Well, the game has changed to the extent, and you're out there looking at minor leaguers and other teams. Just about everybody comes up now throws about 95 miles an hour, and I think the catchers getting hit in the mask are a function of hitters swinging wildly for home runs and pitchers throwing 95 miles an hour, and these shots to the mask are part of it.
Well, you know, hitters now, it seems like the flavor of the month is for hitters to let the ball get deep.
Right.
You know, and the deeper it gets, the more that ball's coming off that bat and not getting any chance to maybe raise up any and over the catcher. So they're getting hit. It's almost like a nicked fastball going back in the catcher's face. So I don't know how that's ever.